With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump delivers his State of the Union address tonight at a critical moment in his presidency. A preview from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
This evening's speech comes just a few days after the Supreme Court dealt the president a serious blow by striking down his global tariffs, and as the U.S. military continues a massive buildup in the Middle East amid rising tensions with Iran. With polls showing the public unhappy with his handling of the economy, the president is expected to tout the steps his administration has taken to lower costs for everyday Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has picked up some good economic news coming into the State of the Union address. The latest report on U.S. consumer confidence shows improvement this month. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Conference Board says that its consumer confidence index rose to 91.2 in February from an upwardly revised reading of 89 last month. A measure of Americans' short-term economic expectations rose 4 points to 72, while consumers' assessment of their current economic situation fell by 1.8 points. Plans to buy big-ticket items such as used cars, furniture, TVs, and smartphones over the next 6 months rose. Home buying expectations were little changed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia has not broken Ukrainians nor triumphed in its war. He spoke Tuesday 4 years after an invasion that has severely tested the resolve of Kyiv and its allies and fueled European fears about the scale of Moscow's ambitions. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 370 points, the Nasdaq rose 236, the S&P advanced 52. This is SRN News. A Minnesota lawmaker says kids need porn. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
State Representative Lee Finke, a man who is living as a woman, opposes a bill that would require that pornographic websites verify that their customers are adults before admitting them. Finke says that LGBT children need access to porn for, quote, educational purposes. He claims that sex education in the schools is insufficient for gay youngsters, and so lawmakers must allow them to do their learning on the web's numerous pornographic sites. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians in India is surging, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is concerned. Commission Chair Vicky Hartzler says January saw a spate of horrible attacks against Christians. We're particularly concerned by the report of a Hindu mob beating a pastor as he was conducting Sunday prayers inside a house. This is SRN News. Waymo robo-taxis are coming to 4 more cities in Texas and Florida.
The move expands the territory covered by Waymo's fleet of self-driving cars to 10 major U.S. metropolitan markets. The move into Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Orlando widens Waymo's early lead in autonomous driving, as rivals are still testing their robo-taxis in a few cities. Waymo's vehicles have already been providing more than 400,000 weekly trips in the 6 metro areas where they've been picking up passengers. Rich Thomason reporting.
Canadian regulators have approved Gulfstream G700 and G800 business jets in a move that comes weeks after new tariff threats from President Trump over the plane's status in Canada. A Transport Canada database shows that it certified the American company's latest private planes on Monday. More details at SRNNews.com.